that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Today we take you to Chico Theater Company to hear from the director and several performers from CTC's current production, A Chorus Line, the hit musical about dancers auditioning for a Broadway musical. We'll also be taking you to a major visual art venue in Chico, MUNCA, the Museum of Northern California Art. We'll talk with two members of MUNCA's board of directors about what the museum did in 2017, its first year in its permanent home, and about its exciting plans for 2018. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
The Shasta College Art Gallery in Reading is displaying selections from the Shasta College Permanent Art Collection. See these acquisitions at the Art Department, Building 300, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, or Monday through Thursday in the evening, 6 to 9. Riverfront Playhouse in Reading presents The Man from Earth. This science fiction drama of ideas plays tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. On Sunday, the North State Symphony appears at Reading's Old City Hall. Beginning at 4 o'clock, Maestro Scott Seaton joins pianist John Chernoff for an afternoon of Stravinsky and other buoyant melodies. Wednesday evening, the Cascade Theater in Reading welcomes the Peking Acrobats to amaze you with feats of balancing, contortion, and juggling. This festive pageant starts at 7:30. In Chico, the Blue Room Theater ends its production of the classic Tennessee Williams play, Glass Menagerie. Final performances are tonight and tomorrow, starting at 7:30. Tonight, California Regional Theater in Chico opens its latest show, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, at the Center for the Arts. This musical combines passages from the Victor Hugo novel with songs from the Disney animated feature for a darker, more adult version of the classic tale. It's on stage tonight at 7:30, tomorrow at 2 and 7:30, and Sunday at 2. The Center for the Arts is located at 1475 East Avenue, on the edge of the Pleasant Valley High campus. Tonight at Chico State's Laxon Auditorium, some of the best dancers and choreographers in the area are showcased in spotlight performances, from ballet to hip-hop, jazz to modern, a broad range of dance styles. It all starts at 7:30. Then on Sunday at Laxon, funny man Louis Black, the king of the rant, spews out his acerbic wit regarding the current state of our country. The yelling and finger-pointing begins at 7:30. Tomorrow night, Scott Seaton and the North State Symphony take the stage at CSU Chico's Zing Recital Hall to play buoyant melodies by Stravinsky and others, beginning at 7:30. The latest exhibit at the Jackie Headley University Art Gallery is anything but revolting. The exhibit Revolutionizing the World, the Russian Revolution at its Centenary, 1917 to 2017, explores the visual history of the Russian Revolution and its impact on the world. The galleries open Monday through Friday, 10 to 4, and Saturday, noon to 4. At Chico State's Janet Turner Print Museum, surprise, new acquisitions. become familiar with the most recent additions to the collection at the Turner, open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 4. A Beautiful Life Furnishings in Chico presents Dueling Divas, North State Agricultural and Fantasy Paintings by Dolores Mitchell, and Whimsical Ceramic Sculptures by Margaret Allen. The stores open Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 4. In Paradise, Theater on the Ridge stages Living on Love, a comedy of music, marriage, and celebrity. Showtimes are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, with a Sunday matinee at 2. In Yuba City, the Acting Company opens its latest production, The Last 5 Years, an emotionally powerful and intimate musical about a pair of young New Yorkers who fall in and out of love. Curtain times, 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, and 2 o'clock on Sunday. Tuesday, at the Grass Valley Center for the Arts, South Africa's 4-time Grammy-winning group, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. These performers spread the message of peace, love, and harmony at the center's main stage theater, starting at 8 o'clock. That's the calendar for this week. Today we celebrate the birthday of cartoonist-satirist Jules Pfeiffer. "Artists can color the sky red," mused Pfeiffer, "because they know it's blue. Those of us who aren't artists must color things the way they really are, or people might think we're stupid."
Do the whole combination facing away from the mirror. From the top. A 5, 6, 7, 8.
God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. How many people does he need?
How many people does he need?
God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. How many boys, how many girls? How many, how many, how many? Look at all the people. At all the people. How many people does he need?
I'm here at Chico Theater Company. Right here, I have the director of the current production, A Chorus Line. This is Marina Kalani.
It's a remarkable show. Certainly in its time, it was breaking all types of norms for theater, with being a very minimalist set, and also because there is no distinct lead. It is 17 people plus ensemble. There's something really compelling about developing that many characters. Thematically, one of the biggest draws for me was the song What I Did for Love. So passionate and really captures what it is we do as actors, dancers, singers, directors, the sacrifices that are made for the craft. It's utterly compelling.
You had 4 choreographers.
I did, yes. Jen Davis focused on our ballet, and she's also the amazing woman who's playing Cassie. Sherry Henning did our solo dances and our finale numbers. And then I had one individual working with me on the jazz numbers. So, yep, we've got a lot of different vibes being brought to the stage, but created one singular sensation.
You might think that this show is only for people who are in love with the idea of Broadway. And yet it manages to also be universal.
Everyone has something that they're passionate for, that they are willing to dig in on and sacrifice for. And so I think that is the universal that brings it together. And it's very, very funny. And who doesn't love humor?
Why would everybody enjoy seeing this show at Chico Theater Company?
The range of dancing, the costumes, the humor, the beautiful vocals, and that universal message of being committed and passionate about something and the reward that you get for it, even though it might not be a public reward, it might be only the joy that you feel in your heart for having accomplished something.
I'm here with one of the actors from A Chorus Line at Chico Theater Company, Ulysses Ramirez, who plays Zach. Zach is the director who is running the whole show and putting this group of people through this grueling process, a professional audition. What's it like being, at least in the script, the person who's in charge of everything and has all that power?
Well, it's a lot less responsibility than it looks. Everyone here in the cast came to the play with so much talent. And for me, I'm just using my voice, but it is a new experience. I only spend about 20% of the show on stage. You know, I try to make the most of it there. but acting like a director, it really came as a challenge more than I thought.
This actor plays Paul San Marco. The actor's name is Colin Allen. I'd have to say your part is the most emotional. What's it like going through that intense emotional experience every night?
Terribly fun, actually. We started off and he's all scared and shy of sharing anything with anyone. And throughout it, you see Paul open up and outpours this just intensity, waterfall of emotions from his upbringing to who he's ashamed of being and how he began becoming a dancer. It's such a great chance to perform this, being able to bring this character to life. I feel like he does deserve a voice, being gay and ashamed of it, and it's fantastic to put it on.
We're really worried about whether you'll make it, whether you'll be happy. Do you feel a vibe from the audience of them wishing you well in an intense way?
Oh, absolutely. I love it whenever I get to connect with the audience like that. Whenever I'm on stage and I immediately hear something as soon as I make a face or I portray that emotion of how just scared he is of showing who he really is on the inside, I can share with them in that most intimate way.
Now I'm here with Samantha Bertola. She plays the part of Diana Morales in A Chorus Line at Chico Theater Company. What was it like for you portraying a dancer of the highest level, you know, Broadway level dance?
Well, it wasn't easy. It's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. It's just amazing to be able to be a part of such a great cast that is so motivating and just really pushes you to do your best in dancing.
Your character, Diana Morales, is rising above things that have happened to her. You know, she's been put down for not being able to act and all of that. But you're kind of a survivor, someone who has that energy to rise above what people say. What's it like being in that position of gutsily striving forward even though people have said no to you?
I actually take that to heart because I feel a lot of that in my life. She talks about this teacher that she doesn't like, Mr. Karp, and I feel like we all have a Mr. Karp in our life. It's a great life lesson because you really do have to push through.
This is set during the time when it was written and originally performed and became one of the longest running shows on Broadway. So around the mid-70s, what was it like for you going back to that, what must be an ancient time for you?
Well, funny thing, actually in fifth grade, I did a report on 70s fashion. So I've always kind of had an interest in the 70s. So I was really excited to be a part of a show that took place in the 70s.
Did you like being in a piece where there were so many characters and each character got a spotlight?
That's what makes this show special, is that every single person on that stage is so talented and they all get to showcase it in their own individual way.
I think the whole idea of the show when it was written was to really get to know those people as individuals rather than this matching set of dancers. Did you appreciate the fact that it was bringing to light the individuals out of what could be a faceless mass of people?
Yeah, we all have been in those positions at auditions where we're learning about each other and we find out things about each other. I just think it's amazing how the show came together like that and it brought a whole new, different kind of musical than I was used to.
Now I'm talking with Jennifer Davis, who has the role of Cassie. It's a really ensemble show with many, many people. The spotlight rotates. I guess you could consider the role of Cassie to be a central role. Are you having fun doing this show?
This is one of the more fun shows that I have done. I was brought up as a dancer, and so being able to play a dancer in musical theater is very meaningful. So yes, absolutely.
How long have you been dancing in your regular life?
That would require some arithmetic. I will say that I started dancing at 3 years old. I am well into my 30s now. I did 14 years of classical ballet, and then there were so many years of tap and modern and lyrical, and all of that just melds together, and eventually you become a dancer.
Well, one of the main things the show is about is how limited the time is for a dancer, because you depend on your body. There's always young, new talent coming up. Did you kind of identify with that as a dancer who realizes perhaps that you only have so much time to dance on a high level?
Yeah, absolutely. Anything that entails physical work, dancing, athleticism, what have you, there's a time clock involved there. For me, playing Cassie Ferguson is really interesting because I, for a very, very short time, did dance professionally in Seattle. Mm-hmm. That time comes to an end much faster than you ever think that it will. So coming back and playing a character who has all of her best years behind her, I feel like that kind of might be actually me as well. It was really, really interesting. So I felt that this was really the perfect part for me.
Have you, in your actual life, had starring roles in musicals?
I have had one starring role in a musical, and it was here at CTC playing Thelma Kelly during Chicago, and that was, let me tell you, the greatest moment of my life.
So what's it like for you playing a part who no longer feels she has a chance to be a star? She wants to blend back into the ensemble. How do you portray that balance between loving to perform but knowing that you have to take a few steps back in what you're doing?
Well, it's all about playing yourself, I think, in this show. Any actor that does shows wants to be the star. They want to show you everything they've got. But more often than not, you get cast in a smaller part or maybe ensemble, and you really have to silence all of your talent and just do the steps. What I really have enjoyed about playing Cassie is that she has to show the audience that she's not overdoing it. She has to do all of the ensemble steps, but to do them just a little bit more. So that's actually a little bit more tricky, to not show giant, enormous dance moves, but to show small dance moves a little bit bigger.
Of course, you do eventually get the chance to do a big, flashy number that's centered on you with the music and the mirror. How does that feel after being one of the ensemble of this cast, suddenly becoming the spotlight star in that number?
Well, here's a little secret. Absolutely terrifying. I'm the dancer that's doing rescue breaths backstage to not fall into a complete panic attack. But yeah, I mean, going from ensemble to this huge dance number where I'm trying to show every little ounce of talent that I have, it's a really dramatic shift. It happens really fast. And I am very overwhelmed every single night.
Do you have lots of friends who are coming to the show who have an intense dance background?
I do. Most of my friends coming to see the show are from my ballet days. Having done the choreography for the ballet in the show, it was another interesting challenge because about half of the ballet girls had ballet experience and about half of the ballet girls did not. So it was a really fun challenge choreographing a ballet that would look like the dancers were ballet dancers and, you know, not just going through the moves. So hopefully my ballet friends that are coming will like the show.
Well, that seems to me the biggest challenge of mounting a production on a community theater level of a chorus line, which is about Broadway-level dancers, the best dancers in the world, and you have to convince us, the audience, that these people are competing on that top Broadway level. Did you and the rest of the cast feel a pressure, a challenge in portraying professional dancers?
Yes, the answer is yes, an overwhelming yes in everyone's opinion. So it's interesting to try and figure out where the formations need to be or to figure out, you know, who's doing great kicks, who's doing great jumps, to really craft a piece around that. And I think that that's one of the things that we're really good with here at Community Theater in Chico.
If you were going to tell people who are not necessarily dance people or aren't even addicted to theater in the way that many of us are, what would you say to get those people to come see A Chorus Line at Chico Theater Company?
It's a really unique opportunity to get in some theater and some music, but to really see a really wide variety of dancing in one show. You've got ballet, tap, jazz, a little bit of lyrical, quite a lot of modern, all compressed into one show.
Have you been dancing because you did it for love, like the song says?
Oh, yeah. George Balanchine, very famous New York City choreographer, said that he was never looking for people who want to dance. He was looking for people who have to dance. And I think that for myself and a lot of other dancers in this show, it is a labor of love. It is something that you do for love. It's something that you feel like you are not a full, complete person if you're not doing.
Kiss today goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. Wish me luck the same to you. but I can't regret what I did for love, what I did for love.
A Chorus Line continues its run at Chico Theater Company, Thursdays through Sundays, through February 11th.
The gift was ours to borrow. It's as if we always knew. And I won't forget what I did for love, what I did for.
Let's join our visual art expert, Dolores, at the Museum of Northern California Art, one of Chico's major art venues.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and today I am absolutely thrilled to be speaking with Board President Pat Macias, as well as Board Member David Hopper, about the first 6 months of MONCA, the Museum of Northern California Art. Pat.
We are so thrilled to be where we are right now. Even though in 2009 we had this idea of opening up an art museum, nothing comes close to being in the building and to have the community coming to us now rather than us always going out to them. In April we did a soft opening, and in July we did our ribbon cutting. Every day there are people that come in the door and say, you know, I've driven by here. Today I got to come in.
David, what particularly excited you about 2017?
What excited me the most was to get the doors open. It's been such a great amount of effort to have all the pop-ups and to haul the art from the Reed Applegate collection. Now we can use that energy that we are expending in that way to focus on the events and the exhibits that we're having. There was an article in the News and Review that made a comment about MONCA. A community social hub, MONCA is becoming. We really liked it. Some of the events that we've had in 2017, the film festival, jazz events, so many diverse events, and this makes us very, very happy. While the events are taking place, they're surrounded by the art exhibits. It's just a real nice cultural place. And if you haven't been in, please come in.
Pat, I know there's a very special place in your heart for art education and the importance of art to the whole community, whatever the age.
We've had our educational outreach program going on for 6 years now, even though we haven't been in the building that long. We have reached out to thousands of kids in many, many schools. I have a city grant right now written with raising the confidence of the homeless and their families. They come to the museum on Saturdays. That's been a really successful program also. Our education and lunch with an artist, where we take 8 high school students to an artist's studio for a day. We have driving docents that go into the elementary schools.
David, is there one event that particularly excited you?
I really have to say the James Kuiper event. For the public and the community to see what this man worked on his entire life, we've had a tremendous response.
MONCA, I hear, throws a great party.
The word is getting around, yes. To top off 2017, we had our first New Year's Eve party at the building. I've never seen so many people wanting to celebrate, really having a great time. It was just a very, very fun evening, and it reached all levels of people.
Let's look into 2018. Are you needing anything from the community?
MONCA is in the old Veterans Building. It was built in 1927. We need heating and air conditioning desperately. We can get an adequate heating and air conditioning system for $50,000. Anyone who has been in the museum this winter knows it's a bit chilly. And those who were there in the beginning in July and August and the summer months know it's hot. We're reaching out to the community. We need to raise $50,000 so that we can continue this jewel of a social hub.
What is this jewel going to present in 2018?
We're starting off with another little bow to 1078 Gallery, having them have an exhibition for 3 weeks.
Pat, it's wonderful how two organizations that are so influential in the arts here work with each other, and that's certainly true with Monca and 1078.
We have had a show there when we didn't have a space, and now it's our turn to give that back to them when they don't have a space yet. Following that is What Us Worry. Three crazy guys. Paul DePasqua, Michael Stevens, and Tony Natsoulis. Their work is going to be just a really fun exhibition.
All of these sculptors, the three of them, have connections to Chico.
Two of them at least do. Tony used to live here, and Paul taught elementary education in the art area for 20 plus years. Many, many, many people know Paul DePasqua. Tony Natsoulis is very well known. He's from Sacramento, and the other man, Michael Stephen, is also from Sacramento. We're attempting to reach out to other communities and bring artists to Chico and the North State to see in this absolutely magnificent set of galleries.
You also have something new, Thursdays at Monca. What's that all about, Pat?
We wanted to start something that would bring in even more people. That's our goal, to have everybody enjoy this space. On the second Thursday of every month at Monca, from 6 to 8 p.m., free, a theme each time. It might be date night. It might be game night. It might be a certain kind of music. We're just trying to involve everyone into this idea of coming out after work or after dinner and coming to the museum.
It's also very exciting when a museum reaches out to something very important in the community. In this case, it's agriculture.
We have tried to find a way that we can introduce the museum to the agriculture community, get them involved somehow, show them the importance of what we do. We have a logo that's ABC, art, building, or the community. We would like to engage them in one or all of those things. We're having a dinner called Conversation Dinner and Art at the building, inviting a lot of the farmers and the agricultural community in to hear about us and maybe get connected.
In our attempt to become an inclusive museum, we look at the different segments. We look at the different age groups, the different occupations, the different interests, the different social groups, and we're really trying to integrate them. We'll never stop trying to bring these groups together. The farmers, the lawyers, the contractors, the insurance, the manufacturers, come into these art events. Come into the wonderful building that Monca now inhabits.
Can you give us your hours and the location?
We are located at 900 Esplanade, across from Chico High School, in the old Veterans Memorial Hall. Our hours are Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 5.
Thank you so much.
And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.